beginning Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omid Beis, the Mishnah, 9 lines from the bottom of the Omid. In the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud, we have learned that someone who is Zayrik Dam Bechutz, he does the Zrikas Dam of a Korban outside of the Azara, that he is Chayav Koris, even though in the Parsha of Shchutei Chutz, in Parsha's Achrei Mois, it mentions Shoichet, someone who shechs a Korban outside, or someone who is Male, someone who does the Haktorah outside. Nonetheless, the Gemara on Daf Kuf Zayin Omid Aleph says that we learn from a ribui in the parsha of Shchutei Chutz that also someone who is Zayrek Domim, someone who does the Zrikas Adam outside, is also Chayev Koras, either from Dam Yechoshev Dam Shofach, according to Rabbi Shmuel, or from the words Oizevach, according to Rabbi Akiva. This Mishnah tells us several halachas concerning the Chiyuv for Zrikas Dam Bechutz. Says the Mishnah, Chatas Shekibel Doma Bekois Echot, a Chatas, that he has been mekabel the dam, he has received the dam of the chatas in one cup, he's done the kabbalah sadam in one vessel, nosan b'chutz v'chazor v'nosan b'fnim. If he made the matnas dam outside, first he did a matnas dam of the chatas outside of the azara, and then he came back in and he did the matnas dam inside the azara, or b'fnim v'chazor v'nosan b'chutz, or if he made the matnas dam inside, first he did the matonis, the four matonis of a chatas, and then he went ahead and he went outside and did the matnas dam again, chayav. He's chayav koras for this isra of zrikas dam b'chutz. Shekuloi roye b'fnim, because all of this dam is fit for inside. Now Rashi says that the first case is not really the chiddush, because in the first case when he takes out the dam and he does the matnas dam outside before it was done inside, in such a case, of course, that's the chiyuv for zrikas dam b'chutz. This was the dam that was meant to be placed on the mizbeach on the inside. He takes it outside and he does it outside of the azara, and he's chayav for the zrikas dam b'chutz. The main chiddush is the second case. In the second case, it says that although he has already done the matnas dam, and it means, as we'll see in the Gemara, that he's done all four matnas dam with this dam chatas on the inside, and only then he took it outside and he did a matnas dam outside of the azara, that nonetheless he is mechuyev, because even this remaining dam is considered to be roi libifnim, is considered to be fit for the inside, because since there is a halacha of shvicha shirayim liyasoy, there's a halacha that the remainder of the dam after the matnas dam of the chatas is to be poured out on the yisod and the foundation of the mizbeach inside the azara. It's considered to be roi libifnim, it's fit to be brought in, and this is the shita of Rabbi Nechemya, who holds that since there is a halacha of shvicha shirayim liyasoy, it's considered roi libifnim, and that a person is chayev if he then does something with the dam, does a matnas dam outside. Even though the matnas dam was already done inside, but still since the shvicha shirayim was not yet done, it's considered to be roi libifnim, and the shita of Rabbi Nechemya, as we learned earlier, is that he's chayev b'chutz. And that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, as we'll see in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah, kibol doma b'shtei koisos, if he did the kabbalah sadam in two separate cups, in two vessels. Nosan shnehim b'fnim potter. If he did the matnas dam from both of them inside, he did matnas dam from the first one, and then he did matnas dam from the second one, of course he's potter, because he didn't do any matnas dam outside. So he can't be mechuyev for matnas dam b'chutz if he only did it on the inside. Shnehim b'chutz, chayev. If he used both koisos and he did a matnas dam first from one and then matnas dam from the other one, he did it both outside, he's chayev. And Rashi says that if this was b'shoigig and there was a yediya in between, if in the meantime he reminded himself and then he went ahead and did the matnas dam from the second cup, that he would be mechuyev shtayim, he'd be mechuyev two chatois, because each one is a separate aveira. He does the matnas dam from the first kois, that first kois is roi b'fnim, the zrika was meant to be done with it on the inside, the matnas dam, and since he does it on the outside, he's chayev. Once he's done that on the outside, well then theoretically the second kois is now the one which is roi b'fnim. It's now the second kois which should actually be used for the matonis b'fnim. And now that he does that on the outside, so he's chayav for that as well. Echod b'fnim ve'echod b'chutz. If he first does the matnas dam in the inside, so he already finished with the matnas dam, and then he takes the other kois and he does it outside, he takes it outside and does the matnas dam outside, potter. In this case, unlike the case of the Reisha, he's potter from the Isser, from the Chorus of Matnas Dam Bechutz, of Zrika Bechutz, because, as the Gemara will explain, in such a case, since the Kabbalah was done in two separate Kaisers, this second Kais does not have this din of Shirayim, that it's to be poured out on the Yisoid. It's not considered to be Shirayim. Shirayim means that which is left over in the same vessel. Since this was originally in a different vessel, it doesn't have the din of Shirayim, therefore it's not Roi L'Bifnim, it doesn't have this halacha that an Avoida be done with it inside the Azara, and therefore he's not chayav for it on the outside. Echod Bechutz ve'echod b'fnim. If he first did the matnas dam with one of the koises on the outside, and then he went inside and he did the matnas dam from the other kois on the inside, that dam had never been taken out at all. Chayav al hachitza, then he's chayav on the outside one, he's chayav for the Isser, he chayv Koras for the Zrikas Dam Bechut on the one which he took outside, because at that time that one was Roy Bifnim. It was Roy Bifnim, he took it out and he did the Zrika, he's chayv for it. So Hapnimi Mechaper, and the Kois which never went out, which was inside, is Mechaper, and it actually accomplishes the Kapora of the carbon, because it does not become possible merely because the other Kois was taken out. As we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis, the halacha is that yoytze doesn't make the meshuyer kiyoytze boy. That if part of the dam is yoytze, it doesn't make the remainder of the dam, which did remain inside, also be possible. Rather, it remains kosher, and it can be used to be mechaper. It can be used for the avoda of zrikas adam inside. Unlike the reisha, in the reisha where the kabbalah was in one kois, there it says that if it was nosam b'chutz b'chazer v'nosam b'fnim, that he's chayev, and it doesn't tell us that the matonas that he did inside are mechaper, because they're not, because since it was all in one kois, and he took this kois out when he made the matonas outside, it was now nifsal b'yoytze, and now when he comes back in and does the matonas, these matonas can't be mechaper, because this time was nifsal b'yoytze, it became possible because it was taken out of the azara. Says the Mishnah, l'maha dover doima, to what can this seifa of the Mishnah be compared? The seifa of the Mishnah which talks about the Kabbalah Saddam being done in two kaises, and he has two items which theoretically can be used for kapara. To what can this be compared? L'mafrish chatosai v'ovda, to someone who was mafrish his chatas. A person did an avera, b'shoigig, for which there is a chi of chatas, and he set aside a chatas v'ovda, and that chatas was lost. V'hifrish acheres tachteho, and then he was mafrish a different chatas to take its place. And afterwards, before being makriv this second chatas, the first one, the original chatas, was found. Both of them are standing before him. In other words, now he has two kosher chatois, one of which has to be used for his chatas, and the other one will be extra. The halacha is that he chooses whichever one he wants to. He can use either one as his chatas, and the other one is, so to speak, extra. It can't be brought as a korban at all. And as we'll see in the Gemara, the Mishnah holds that it has the din of a chatas meisa. This is called a chatas sheniskafru baleho ba'achar, a chatas whose owner, the one who was supposed to bring the chatas, had a kapara through a different chatas, because in the meantime it was lost and he was mafrish a second one. Now he has two and he's makiv one. The other one now is in a situation where its owner was niskaper with the other chatas, and it therefore is extra and has the din of a chatas meis. It's one of the five chatois meis. It's one of the five chatois about which there is a halacha l'mishmi sinai that it is to be put to death. So akoponim, his din is to be makriv one of these chatois, one, either one of these chatois, and the other one is l'misa, the other one is to be put to death. So this, similar to what we learned before concerning the kaisas, we have the halacha here as well. Shochat shtei on b'fnim, potter. If he shechs both of them on the inside the azara, he's potter. The first one is, of course, a kosher korban. The second one is not, because it wasn't meant to be shechted inside, but it's not chayav on shchut echutz if he shechted it on the inside. There's no chayav of shchut echutz if he shechted it in b'fnim. Shtei on b'chutz, chayav. If he shechted them both outside, he's chayav. And here also, says Rashi, he can be chayav for both of them. Because since either one is Roy Libisnim, when he shechted the first one, it was Roy Libisnim. Now that it was shechted outside, he wasn't Niskaper with this one. Now it's the second one, which is Roy Libisnim. And if he shechts that, he's Mechuyah for that one as well. So if there will be a Diyah, in the meantime, he will be Mechuyah of two Chatoyas for these two Averes of Shkut Echut that he has done. Achas Bisnim, the Achas Bechut, Potter, if he first shechted one on the inside, and then he did the other one on the outside, then he's Potter completely, because once he was makriv the first one on the inside, he was niskaper. The second one is no longer roi libifnim. It became a chatas ameisa. It's a chatas which is to be put to death and not supposed to be brought as a korban at all. So if he shechs it on the outside, since it's not roi libifnim, it's not the korban which is roi to be brought on the inside as a korban, he's potter on it. Achas b'chutz v'achas b'fnim, if he shechted first one on the outside and then he shechted the other one on the inside, chayav al hachitzoyna, he's chayav for shchutei chutz for the one that he did on the outside, because when he did it, that one was roi libifnim, because he could have taken either one to be miskaper with on the inside. V'hapnim is mechaperis, but now that he shechted the other one on the outside and he wasn't miskaper with it, he can be miskaper with the second one. So this is similar to this follows the exact same lines of that which we learned concerning the two kaisis, when we had the Kabbalah Saddam and the two kaisis, and he has the opportunity of making the Matan Asam from either one of the two kaisis. The Gemara will say what the Mishnah is telling us by making this comparison. The Mishnah now says another halacha, and Rashi says that although this last halacha doesn't really relate to Shchut Echut, but it's brought in Derech Agav, because we discussed this case of shechting the two chatois, and this halacha is referring to a case where he shechted the two chatois b'fnim. We had mention of such a case, where he had two chatois, because he had lost one, he was mafrish another one, and now he has two, and he shechted them both inside. The Mishnah told us that he's potter on Shchut Echut, because he shechted them both on the inside, and now the Mishnah tells us another halacha. Kishem, Shadoma, Poiter, Esh Tzara, just as the dam of the first chatas that he that he is zoyrik the dam for. It frees the basar from me'ila, because Allah is that once the zrikas dam is done, then the basar hachatis is no longer subject to the chiyuv of me'ila, because the zrika is matter the basar for kohenim. Since it has a heter for kohenim, it's not subject to the halachas of me'ila. So just as the dam frees the basar of the chatis, it's the basar from which it is brought, its own basar, from the chiyuv of me'ila, kachi poteres es besar chavata. So also it frees the flesh of its fellow, in other words, of the other chatas which was shechted inside, from the chiyuv of me'ila, but for an entirely different reason. Says Rashi, because when he zayrik the dam of one, the other one becomes a chatas niskapru baleha ba'acher. The halacha is that a chatas niskapru baleha ba'acher is lemisa ozla, to be put to death, is completely disqualified, and the halacha is that a chatas mesa, the chatas is to be put to death, is no longer subject to the halachas of me'ila. So when he zayrik the dam of one, it frees the flesh of that korban itself from the chiyuv of me'ila, because it is the zrika that is makir the basar for the kohenim. At the same time, it takes away the chiyuv of me'ila from the other one, because it makes the other one into a chatas shemesa, and a chatas shemesa, there is no chiyuv of me'ila. And Rashi says that this is referring to the case where they were both shechted b'fnim, because in the case where they were both shechted b'chutz, the Mishnah would not have to tell us that there is no chiyuv of me'ila, because if they're shechted b'chutz, it's as if they would just be killed, they weren't brought l'hakrova at all, and in such a case where they were shechted on the outside, it is poshet, it's obvious that there is no chiyuv of me'ila, that neither of them are subject to the halachas of me'ila. Rather, we're speaking about the case where they were both b'fnim, and the halacha is that the first one becomes freed from me'ila, the basar, because of its zrika, which is matzah to the kohenim, and the second one for a completely different reason, because it has become a chatas hamesa. Toisvis in Dibra Maskol Kashem Shadoma Poiter es Besora Min Hami'ila, which is to be found on the following Amad, on the Kufyud Beis Amad Aleph, disagrees with Rashi and says that the reason why the second one, the flesh of the second chatas, becomes potter from Me'ila is not because it becomes a chatas hamesa. Taisa says that we see that we're speaking about a case, if it says that the dam, just as it frees itself from Me'ila, that the dam frees the sar chaver to the flesh of its fellow also from Me'ila, that we're speaking about a case where they were both already shechted at the time of the zrikas dam of one of them. And Rashi himself explains it that way, and we see that also from the Gemara in Me'ila, where the Gemara discusses this part of the Mishnah. So says Taisa, we're speaking about a case, Taisa says, that we can't apply the halacha of chatas mesa, unlike that which Rashi says. Taisa says the halacha of chatas mesa would only apply if when he did the zrikas dam of one, the other one was not yet shechted. Then it can become a chatas mesa, it's a chatas which has it in to be put to death. But if it was already shechted, and then he was zayrik the dam of the other one, how can this one become a chatas mesa? It's already been shechted. The halacha of chatas mesa can't actually be applied to it. That's what Taisa says. Says Taisa, therefore, that the reason is a different one based on the sugya and me'ila, that we're speaking about a case where both of these two chatois were shechted at exactly the same time. Neither one was shechted first. They were shechted by two different people exactly at the same time. And the Mishnah is telling us that the zrikas dam of one frees not only its own basar from the chiyuv of me'ila, but it frees the basar of the other one also from the chiyuv of me'ila, because as Taisa says, since they were both shechted at the same time, and the dam of either one could have been nizrak, when he is zayrik the dam of one, we say that these two chatois which have been shechted simultaneously are kechad gufa, they're considered to be as if they're all one body, and therefore just as the zrika helps for the flesh of that korban from which it is, that dam is, it helps somehow also, it has an effect, the zrika has an effect on the flesh of the other korban, because it's considered to be one with it, and makes it no longer subject to the halachas of me'ila. So Taisa says this is a completely different idea, it has nothing to do with chatas mesa, ayin hetiv in Taisa, and in the sugya in me'ila, which Taisa brings. Now, in the ratio of the Mishnah we learned that if he was mekabel adam in one kois, then whether he first did the matanas b'chutz and then did the matanas b'fnim, or whether he first did the matanas b'fnim and then did the matanas b'chutz, that he's chayev for doing the matanas dam outside of the azara, because this dam is roi l'b'fnim, it's roi to be brought on the inside for avoida. Says the Gemara that kufiyot base bishloim b'chutz v'chaz avanasan b'fnim shikulei roi liyos b'fnim. We understand the very first case of the Mishnah that if he first did the matanas dam b'chutz and then he did the matanas dam b'fnim, that he's chayev, because at the time that he did the matanas dam b'chutz, this dam was meant to be on the inside for the avoda of matanas dam on the inside. So therefore, it's dam which was fit to be used for avoda in the inside. If he takes it outside and does his matanas dam outside, he's chayev. Aval b'fnim v'hel and b'chutz shirayim ninhu. But in the second case of the Mishnah, where first he did the matnas dam b'fnim, and only then the chaz of anasan as the gifter should be, as it says in our Mishnah, and then he went ahead and he did matnas dam outside, this remaining dam after he did the matonis b'fnim is shirayim ninhu. It's only shirayim. It's only the remainder of the dam. And the Gemara learns now that the shirayim is not ma'akev the kapara, as we learn in the Mishnah in Ezeel Mekoyim le'nosan le'iket, that the mitzvah of pouring the shirayim of the dam, the remainder of the dam after the matnas dam, after the zrika, pouring that out on the Yesoid is a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev the kapara. The korban is considered to be kosher, and the kapara is accomplished even if he doesn't do this mitzvah. So therefore the Gemara is asking that since it's shiraim, it's not an integral part of the avodah that has to be done b'fnim, and therefore this dam, this remainder of the dam, after the matanas were done b'fnim, should not be considered roi l'b'fnim, and since it's not roi l'b'fnim, he should not be chayev for it if he does a matana on the outside. Says the Gemara, "Homani Rabbi Nechemya he, that this Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, the Omar Shiore Hadam Shekrivim Bechutz Chayev." That he says, as we learned in the Mishnah before, that the remainder of the dam, even after the Zrika, that he was Makriv on the outside, he did know a Matnas Dam with the remainder of the dam on the outside, he's Chayev for the Matnas Dam of the outside, he's Chayev for Zrika Bechutz. As the Gemara explained in the previous Davin of Kufyat Aleph, the maskon of the Gemara was that Rabbi Nechemya only said his halacha concerning chatoyis apnimis. That concerning chatoyis apnimis, those chatoyis whose dam is to be sprinkled on the mizbeach apnimi, the Rabbi Nechemya holds that over there the shvicha shirayim liyasoid, the pouring out of the shirayim on the yasoid of the mizbeach achitzen, is ma'akev the kapar, that if that's not done, that the kapar is not accomplished. Unlike the Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyim, which says even concerning chatoyis apnimis, that im loynosan loy ikev, that if he doesn't pour the shirayim on the yasoid, that it's not ma'akev the kapara. Rabbi Nechemya holds that that is ma'akev the kapara. Since it's an integral part of the avodah, it's ma'akev the kapara. Therefore, if that dam is brought outside, it's considered to be dam which is roi libisnim. It's to be used for avodah inside, and if he does avodah on the outside, he's chayef for it. That's the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya. Ayin and Toysis on the Flamet Tesomet Aleph, Dibra Maskel Harabi Homani Rabbi Nechemya, where Toysis has a different explanation of the Maskon of the Gemara. But the Pashas of the Gemara is that that's the Maskon. That Rabbi Nechemya is speaking about Chatoyis Apnimius, in such a case he holds that the Shvich Hashirayim Lisoid is Ma'akev, and therefore he's Chayev Bechutz. Al Kopon of the Gemara asks, E Rabbi Nechemya, if our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, Ema Seifa, and I'll ask you a question from the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kibul Doma B'Shnei Koisois, that if he received the dam in two separate Koisois, Nosan Shneim B'Shneim Potter. If he did the Matnas Dam of both of them on the inside, he's Potter because he didn't do any Matnas Dam B'Chutz. Shneim B'Chutz Chayef. If he did the Matnas Dam of both of them on the outside, then he's Chayef because they're both considered to be Royal B'Shneim. Echol B'Shneim Ve'echol B'Chutz Potter. If first he did the Matnas Dam from one of the Koises on the inside, and then he took the other Kois outside and he did the Matnas Dam on the outside, he's Potter on the Matnas Dam that he did on the outside. Because he already did the matnas dam b'fnim, and therefore this second kais is no longer considered to be roi libifnim. So Gemara asks, "V'ha'omer Rabbi Nechemya, shiori hadam shekrivim b'chutz chayef." Rabbi Nechemya said that the remainder of the dam that he's makriv on the outside, that he's chayef for that. So why in the sefer does the Mishnah say that he's potter because he already did the matnas dam from the first kais? Now that he does the matnas dam from the second kais on the outside, it's not considered to be roi libifnim because he already did the matnas dam from the first kais. According to Rabbi Nechemya, this is shirayim. It has a halach of shvicha shirayim liyasoid, and Rabbi Nechemya says that chayev for the matnas dam b'chutz. So it would appear that there's a contradiction then between the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Seifa ason l'tanakama to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that the Seifa of the Mishnah, Enoch Enami, is following the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya. However, we come also to the opinion of the Tanakama who argues with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Now, this is referring to a machlokes tanoim on the Flamed Dalet Omid base, where we say that if a person was mekabel the dam in four separate koises, four different vessels, so if he did one matnas dam from each of those vessels, then we say certainly that that which remains in each of the vessels is shirayim, because anything that's in that vessel from which a matnas dam was done is considered to be shirayim. However, if he did all four matnas dam from one of the vessels, then there's a machlokes concerning the other three vessels. It's lav dafka speaking about only four. The same would apply also to two vessels. If he did the matnas the kabbalas dam in two separate vessels, and he did all of the matanas from one, what's the halacha of the remaining vessel? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that it is considered to be shirayim. Just as the dam which remains in the kois from which he did the matnas dam is considered to be shirayim, the remainder of the dam in the other kois, since it is the dam of that korban, is also considered to be shirayim, and the halacha is that it is to be poured onto the yisoid. The halacha of shvich shirayim liyisoid applies to it. The Tanakama disagrees with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Tanakama holds that only the dam which remains in the vessel from which the matnas dam was done is considered to be shirayim, and there's a mitzvah of pouring it out on the yisoid. The dam which remains in the other vessel or vessels doesn't have a din of shirayim. It's rather only dochli. It's pushed aside. It has to be gotten rid of, and it's poured out into the omer, into the drainage canal which goes through the azara. But it doesn't have this halacha of shirayim that it should have the special mitzvah of shvicha shirayim liyisoid. Shirayim, the remainder, means the remainder of the dam in that vessel from which the matnas dam was given. That's the shita of the Tanakama. Says the Gemara that Enochanami, our entire mission is going according to the shita of Rabbi Nechemya, that if we have shiore hadam, if we have shirayim, one is chayev on the shirayim b'chutz. But the Seifa is expressing the opinion of the Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Omar kois oisadichoy l'chaver, that he says that a kois makes the other one, makes its fellow kais into dochi, into something which is pushed aside and not into shirayim. That the dam which is in the other kais, not the kais from which the matanus was done, we say that that is dochi, that that's considered to be pushed aside, and the dam is merely poured out into the drainage canal, into the oma, in the azara. But it doesn't have a din of shirayim at all. That's why in the second case of the Mishnah, the Seifa of the Mishnah, where the Kabbalah Sadam was done in two kaises, we say that if he did the matanas b'fnim from one kais, that the second kais doesn't have a din of shirayim at all, it's not considered to be royal b'fnim, and if he does matanas dam b'chutz with that kais, then he is potter, even though it's going according to the shita of Rabbi Nechemya, that on shirayim there is a chi of b'chutz. So in the ratio where it was all one kais, and the remaining dam is shirayim, Rabbi Nechemya says that he's chi of b'chutz. But in the Sefer, where there's two kaises, even Rabbi Nechemya would agree that he will be saying the opinion of the Tanakam of Belozab Reb Shimon, that it doesn't have a din of Shirayim, and therefore he's Potter Bechutz. On the side of the Gemara, we have, in addition to the Gemara, Uman Tana de Poligalei, the Belozab Reb Shimon, Rabbi Nechemya, and to the contrary, we'll learn from our Mishnah that who is the Tanakama. We can identify the Tanakama who argues with the Belozab Reb Shimon, and says that one kais makes the other kais into a Dochli and not into Shirayim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, because we see in our Mishnah that our Mishnah is Rabbi Nechemya, he's the author of our Mishnah, and he's expressing an opinion that when it's in two kaises, that we say that the second kais does not have a din of shirayim. Continues the Gemara. In the Mishnah, we learned lemahad over doyma, lemafish chatosa viovdo vihipish acheres tachtel viachagach nimtzeh tarishayin. The Mishnah told us that this case of the Kabbalah Sadam being done in two kaises, where the Mishnah said that the din is that if he did them both b'fnim, he's potter. If he did them both b'chutz, he's chayev. If he did one b'fnim and the other one b'chutz, that he's potter. And if he did one b'chutz and then did the other one b'fnim, that he's chayev on the first one, and that the one which he did b'fnim is mechaper on him. To what can this be compared to a case of a person who had been mafresh a chatas for himself, and then he lost it, and he was mafresh another one, and then he found the first one, and now he has both. The same halacha will apply. If he's makriv both of them b'fnim, he's potter. If he's makriv both of them b'chutz, he's chayev on both of them. If he's makriv one b'fnim and the other one b'chutz, he's potter on the second one b'chutz. And if he does one b'chutz and the other one b'fnim, we say that although he's chayev on the first one, the one which he did b'fnim is mechaper on him. The Gemara asks, l'maha d'vadoyma l'omali. Why does the Mishnah have to make this comparison? What do we learn from this comparison? Before going on with the Gemara's answer, we'll need an introduction. There are two possible things that can be done with a chatas or an oshem, which cannot be brought as a korban. We know that there are chomesh chatois meisik, that there are five cases where it's halacha l'mishmi Sinai that the chatas is to be put to death. These are five cases where the chatas cannot be brought as a korban, and the halacha l'mishmi Sinai tells us that it is to be put to death. Two of these are a chatas sheniskapu baleho ba'acher, a chatas where the owner has been miskabra with a different chatas, therefore this chatas is no longer necessary, he can't bring it, he can't be makav it because he was already miskabra. What's to be done with it? The halacha l'mishmi Sinai tells us that it's to be put to death. Another is chatas shemesu baleo, a chatas whose owner has died. Therefore, we can't be makar of it anymore because the person for whom it was to be mechaper is no longer alive. And what is to be done with it? The Lachum Mishmi Sinai tells us that it is to be put to death. There are a total of chomish chatois meses. There's a total of five cases where the Lachum Mishmi Sinai applies. This is only a halacha concerning chatas. If the same situation is concerning an osham, over there also, an oshem can only be brought if it is mechaper. If the person was miskaper with a different korban, or if the person died, the oshem cannot be brought. It's not bob and adova. It can't be brought merely as an adova. If he was miskaper with something else, or if he died, it can't be brought. But there, the halacha l'moshe misinai of mesa does not apply. Rather, the rule is that kol shebechatas mesa be'oshem roya. That wherever we would say concerning a chatas that it's to be put to death, when it comes to oshem, we say that it is roya. It's to be sent out to pasture until it receives a mum. Yira adshe yistayev, it goes into pasture until it will receive a mum, and then it can be redeemed, and with the money with which it is redeemed, we buy an oilas nedava. So that's the halacha of roya, of yira adshe yistayev, that if an oshem cannot be nikrav, because there is no kapara to be accomplished with this oshem, then we say yira adshe yistayev, it's allowed to pasture until it receives the mum, it is then sold, redeemed, and the money is used to purchase an oila, and we are makriv that oila as an oilas nedava. In the case of chatas as well, if it will be a situation where the halacha of Moshe Misinai of chomish chatois meisus does not apply, if it's a chatas which we can't be makriv, but it does not fall into the category of the chomish chatois meisus, the same halacha of yira ad shistayv will apply, that it is to be allowed to go to pasture, receive a mum, and that it is sold, redeemed, and the money is used to purchase an oila, we're makriv the oila as so there's two possibilities. One is a chatas mesa, a chatas which is to be put to death, and the other is yira ad shistayv, which always applies in the case of oshem, and sometimes applies in the case of chatas as well, where the halacha l'mishmi Sinai of chomesh chatois mesa does not apply. This will become clearer as we go along in the Gemara. Now, our Gemara is dealing specifically with a situation of a chatas sheniskapru baleho ba'acher, a chatas whose owner has already been niskaper with a different chatas. This chatas, therefore, is not necessary for his kapara, and we learn halacha l'mishnah in Sinai that it is to be put to death. However, as we'll see in our Gemara, this does not apply in all situations of a person having been niskaper with a different chatas. There are three possible cases of a person being niskaper with a different chatas. One is where he was mafresh a chatas and he lost it, and then he was mafresh a second chatas, and he was already makriv it and niskaper with the second chatas, and only then he found the original chatas, the chatas which he had been mafresh first. That's called a chatas which was avud b'shas kapara. It was avud, it was lost at the time when he was niskaper with the second chatas that he had been mafresh. In such a situation, everyone agrees that we apply the halacha l'mishnah Sinai of chatas mesa, that this chatas which he now retrieved, which he now found, has a halacha to be put to death. It is a chatas mesa. That is, according to everyone, a situation of chatas niskaper b'aleho b'acher. There's a second case, which will be discussed in our Gemara, of avud b'shas hafrosha. That's the case of our Mishnah, where the chatas was lost, and he was mafresh another one, and then he found the first chatas before he shechted and did the avoda with the second one. So now he has two in front of him. So here we say that he is to choose between them which one he wants to be miskaper with. When he's miskaper with one, the other chatas is now no longer needed for his kapor. He can't be makir of the second chatas. Here, according to Rebbe, we say that this too is a chatas mesa. This is also considered to be a chatas niskapu baleho ba'acher. It's a chatas where he had the kapor through a different chatas, and its din is to be a chatas mesa, to be put to death. Those who disagree with Rabbi, the Rabbanim disagree with Rabbi, hold that this is not a situation of chatas mesa. Rather, in such a situation, we say yirachi yistayef. The halach of chatas mesa does not apply where he retrieved it, where he found it before he was niskaper with the second chatas. It only applies in a case where he was niskaper with the second chatas before it was found. Here, it was found before, and he had a chance to be makriv either one. He's makriv one, and the other one is yirachi yistayef, sent out to pasture until it receives a mum, and then it's redeemed, and the money is used to buy an oila, mimakriv the oila as a nadava. There's a third case of hitfrish lachrayas, where originally, when he became a chuyu to bring a chatas, he was mafrish two chatoyas, in case one gets lost, that he should have the other one, and then, in fact, nothing was lost, and he had both of them. He's makriv one, and the other one is now extra, it has a kedushas chatas, and he can't be makriv it. Everyone agrees that in such a situation, we don't apply the halakha l'moshim yisini of chatas mesa. That's not the case that the halakha l'moshim yisini of chatas sheniskapu b'leho b'acher is talking about, where he's mafrish two of them. Lachrayas, he's makriv one, and the other one, Yirachi Yistayev, is sent out to pasture to receive a mum, and its money is used to bring an oila l'nedova. So there's three possible cases. A case of avuda b'shas kapora, where everyone agrees that it's a chatas mesa. A case of avuda b'shas hafrosha, but then it was found, and they're both in front of him, he's miskaper with one. And what do we do with the other one? Is a machloikas and Rebbe and the Chachamim. And a third case of hifish lachrayas, where everyone agrees that this is not a situation of chatas mesa, and we say that the extra chatas, the one which he's not miskaper with, is yira ad shiistayev. What the Gemara is going to answer is, the Gemara's question was, what do we learn in our Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us this comparison between the case of two koises and the case of the two chatois? The Gemara's answer is that from the comparison that the Mishnah makes between two koises and the two chatois, we learn that just as in the case of the two koises, we've learned that the second kois is something which is pushed aside completely. It's not something which is roi lifnim at all, because if it would be roi lifnim, it would be shirayim, then it would be chayev v'chutz. So as the Gemara said before, we're going according to the Tanakhama, or Lazar Reb Shimon, that it's dochik, that it's something that is pushed aside, something which is not fit for avoid and not fit for any kind of hakrov. It's merely something that's to be gotten rid of, to be poured into the drainage canal of the Azor. It's not something that has any hakrova to be done to it. That's so also in the case of the two chatoyes, the second chatas, about which we learned that he's potter b'chutz, is something which is not fit for any kind of hakrova at all. In other words, it's a chatas mesa. It's a chatas which is to be put to death, and no part of it, nothing is to be used for hakrova. But that if we would be speaking about a case where this leftover chatas is not a chatas mesa, but it's a chatas where the halacha would be yirat sheyistayet, where its value, the money for which it is redeemed, is then used to purchase an oila, and we're makriv that oila as an oila stadova. So it is used, its dami, its value is used eventually for hakrava, then the din of the Mishnah would not apply. He would not be potter b'chutz, he would rather be chayev if he shechs it b'chutz. And that would be because, as the Gemara explains, since it has a halacha that its value is to be used for an oila, we hold that if it itself would be shechted as an oila b'fnim, that it would also be kosher. And since this is so, it's considered to be royal b'fnim, and if it would be shechted outside, he would be chayef for shchutei chutz. So that's what we learn from the comparison of the Mishnah to shtei koitzes, that we're dealing with a case that our Mishnah holds, that in the case of the two chatoyes, this leftover chatis is something which has nothing to do with hakrova. It's a chatis mesa, and that's why there's no din of shchutei chutz on this chatis mesa. But if it wouldn't be a chatas mesa, if it would be a chatas where the din is yirachi yistayef and the value is used to purchase an oila which is brought as a carbon, then the din would be that he would be chayef for shchutei chutz. Let's now see the Gemara inside. Says the Gemara, Homani Rebihi. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah? The Tana of our Mishnah is Rebbe, the Omer Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha Mesa, that he holds that an Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha, which is the case of our Mishnah, a Chatas which was lost at the time of a HaFrosha of the second Chatas, but then it was found before he was Niskaper with the second Chatas, and now he has both in front of him, and he has to choose which one to bring as a Chatas, and which one will be extra, will not be brought as a Chatas, Mesa. That Rebbe holds that an Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha is Mesa, that we apply the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Chatas Mesa, unlike the Rabbanan who hold that in such a situation there is no Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Chatas Mesa. The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Chatas Mesa is only in a case where it was Avuda B'Shas Kapara, where first he was Niskaper with the other one and only then he found his original Chatas. According to them, this case of Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha, the din is not Mesa, the din is Yira, the din is that it's Yirat Yisayv, that it's sent to Pasha to receive a Mum, and the money is used to bring a carbon oila. Our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe, and we learned this from the comparison to Shtei Koisis. Just as Shtei Koisis, the second Koisis, is something which is not fit for any kind of Hakrova, here also, this remaining chatas, this extra chatas, once he's been discovered with the first one, is not fit for any kind of hakrova. Even its dumim, its value is not fit for hakrova. It's a chatas mesa. V'hochi ka'omar. And this is what the Mishnah is telling us through this comparison to shtei koisos. Taima de avda, that the reason why this halacha applies, that we say that if he's been makriv one bifnim, if he's then makriv the other chatas b'chutz, that he's potter an shchutei chutz, is only because it's speaking about a case of avda, where the chatas was lost, and then he was mafrish the other one, and then he found it, where it was Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha, and therefore, since we're following the opinion of Rebbe, this is a chatas mesa. Hohifrish te chatoyes l'achrayes, but if it would be a different case, if it would be a case where originally he was mafrish two chatoyes for achrayes, for a responsibility, for a guarantee, to make sure in case he loses one that he'll have the other one, then the halacha is, even according to Rebbe, that it's not a chatas mesa. He's miskaper with one, and the other one is not mesa, the other one is yira acha yistayef. Then, chodo minayu me'ikora oilahi. Then we say that one of them, from the beginning, has the kedusha, is considered to be, to have the potential of being a korban oila. Because since its halacha is yira acha yistayef, and yovi bedom of oila, that it's redeemed for money, and the money is used to purchase an oila, which we are makrit, then it itself can also be nikrav as an oila. Ukid Rav Huna Amar Rav, as we learn in the name of Rav Huna, said in the name of Rav, the Omer Rav Huna Amar Rav, Osham shenitak l'riya, that an Osham. Now in an Osham, there is no halacha of chatas mesa. It's only for chatas, not Osham. Kol she b'chatas mesa, the halacha is by Osham, that it's roya, that we let it receive a mum, and we use the money with which it is redeemed to buy an oila or makriv of the oila. So an Osham shenitak l'riya, an Osham, which has already been set aside for pasture to receive the mum, Rashi says that means that the Bezin has already told him that the din is to take this Osham, for example, an Osham which was this kapra v'acher, and the Bezin told him, now take this Osham and let it go to pasture and receive a mum. Once Bezin told him that, that's called nitak l'riya. It's already been given over, it's been removed from its previous state of being an Osham, and it's been given over for the state of being set out to pasture to receive a mum, so that it should be redeemed and its money should be used to bring a korban oila. V'shochtei stam, and instead of letting it receive the mum, and then redeeming it and using its money for an oila, he went ahead before it received the mum, and he shechted it, stam, without any particular kavana, without any particular machshav, any particular idea in mind. Kosher la'oila, we say that it's kosher as an oila, because since it has the potential of having kedushas oila, its value, its money is to be used to bring an oila, we say that it too, if it is shechted before it receives the mum, that it's kosher as an oila. Only if it was already set aside for that purpose. It was set aside already, sent to pasture. The Bezin already told him, at least, to send it to pasture so that it should receive the mum, that its value be used for an oila. So what the Gemara is saying is that if that would be the situation, since we say that if it is din is to be yirat sheyistayev, once it's nitikleria, once it's set aside for that purpose, we say that if he shechs it as an oila, that it's kosher as an oila, this would be considered roi libifnim. It could be shechted inside the azara, and it would be kosher as a korban, it would be kosher as an oila. This we learn from the comparison of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us that this is to be compared to a case of shtei koisah, just as that second kois is something with where no hakrov is done on the second kois. The case of the two chatois is also only because there's a din of meisah, because our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe, and therefore there's no hakrov at all for this second chatis. Therefore he's potter b'chutz. But if it would be hifri shtei chatois achrais, where there is some kind of hakrova, where its domim, its value, is to be used for hakrova, it's to be used to buy an oil and matter of that, then we would say, since Alocha, like Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, that if it itself is shechted b'fnim, it too would be kosher as an oila, and therefore he'd be chay for shchutei chutz, because it would be considered to be roi libifnim. That's what we learn from the comparison of the Mishnah. The Gemara asks, however, how can we compare this? Mi dami. How can we compare this to the case of Rav Huna Rav, who spoke about an osham? Hasan osham zocher v'oila zocher. Over there, an osham is a zocher, it's a male. An oila is also a zocher. There we could say that since its value is to be used for an oila, if it itself is shechted in the azara, it is considered to be an oila kosher, because it's a zacher. Aval chatas bekevehi, but a chatas is in a keva. So how can we say that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that if the din of this remaining chatas would not be mesa, if the din would be yirat sheyistayev, where its money is to be used for an oila, we'd say that it's considered to be roi lebifnim, because if it itself would be shechted bifnim, it would be kosher as an oila. How can it be kosher as an oila if it's in a keva and an oila has to be a zacher? Omer Rabchiyami Yistunya said b'soyer nasi, that our Mishnah can be speaking about is coming to tell us a case, the halacha concerning a case where it was a soyer nasi, where it was a nasi who did this aver and who was mafresh the chatas, a nasi, a melech who does an aver, instead of being mafresh a kispor, a seira, a female sheep, is mafresh a soyer, a goat, and it's a male, and therefore it itself could be nikrav as an oila. So the Mishnah, by making this comparison to shtei koisos, is telling us that the only reason the halacha is in our Mishnah, that if he was already makriv one chatas b'fnim, that now if he's makriv the other chatas b'chutz, that he's potter for shchutei chutz, is because it's a chatas mesa, which can be compared to the situation of shtei koisos, where the second kois is something with which no hakrova can be done at all, but it's teaching us the halacha, that in a case where he was makriv two chatois, and in a case where it's a nasi, so he was makriv two se'irim, and he was mafresh lechatchila to leachrayas, and there the halacha on the Moshe Mitzinai of chatash niskafu b'lev achar does not apply. Rather, the one which remains extra has halacha of yira ad sheyistayev, and it receives the mum, and it's redeemed, and the money is used to be makriv in oila, so it does have some kind of akrova. There we would say that we'll apply the halacha of Rav Huna Omer Rav, that even though he's not allowed to do so, but if he was makriv it as an oila, if he would be makriv it as an oila, but it would be kosher as an oila, and we're dealing here with a zachar, because we're talking about a nasi, and therefore in such a case, since although he's not allowed to be makriv it b'fnim, if he would do so, it would be kosher, it's considered to be roi l'bifnim, and he would be chayev if he shechs it on the outside, because it is considered to be shchutei chutz. The following parak continues with various halachas concerning shchutei chutz. The entire, all the mishnayos in the parak are learned as one long mishnah at the beginning of the parak, and then followed by all of the gemara on that mishnah. Says the mishnah, poras chatas shesorfa chutz megita. Poras chatas is the pora duma. It's called a poras chatas because it is referred to in the Torah as mei nidah chatasi. So the pora duma is called chatas, and the mishnah calls the pora duma poras chatas. The din of the pora duma is that it is shechted outside of the Azora, it's shechted on Harazesim, in a place which is facing the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not in the Azora at all, it's on Harazesim. It's shechted there, the dam is thrown to the direction of the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Paraduma is burnt there, and from its ashes, of course, is made the Mechates. Al Koponim, its din is to be shechted and to be burnt outside. Says the Mishnah that if he burnt it, Chutz Migita, outside of its place, the Mishnah is going to tell us that he's not Chayef. That's the girsa we have in our Mishnah, which Tosfos says is the girsa of most of the Sforim, that it's a poros chatas that he burnt outside of its place. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that he's not chayav for ha'alah b'chutz, that it's not considered to be haktorah. Rashi says that the correct girsa is poros chatas sheshochta chutz migita, that he shechted it outside of its place. And the chiddush is that one is not chayav for shchutei chutz. And Tosfos says that both of these are correct lahalacha. He's not mechuyev for the shchita, nor for the ha'alah, nor for the burning of it, even though he didn't do it in the right place. So we would say that since he's doing it for chutz, that he's not doing it in the right place, he should be mechuyev for shchutei chutz. The Mishnah tells us that he's not mechuyev. The word gita, Rashi says, is taken from the word gas. Gas is the large receptacle in which grapes are crushed to make wine, and it means in a deep place. And Tosfos explains from the Aruch that it was customary to make an indenture into the ground and there to do what had to be done to the paraduma, presumably so that when it's burnt, the ashes shouldn't scatter. And apparently they would also shecht it there. They would shecht it there and then burn it there so that the ashes wouldn't scatter. So it was a deep place in the ground. The Rambam explains that it was made, a pyre of wood was made, which resembled a gat, which resembled this receptacle in which the grapes are crushed. It looked like a big vessel. So there was a pyre of wood which was made in a certain spot in Har Zeisim, and there it was shechted, and there it was burnt. Well, part of the Mishnah is saying, according to the Girsa of Tosfos, the Girsa we have in our Mishnah, Poras Chakash Asorfa Chutz Migita, the Poraduma which was burnt outside of its place, according to Rashi's Girsa, Poras Chakash Ashochta Chutz Migita, that he shechted outside of its place. V'chein soyer ha-mishtaleach, and so also the soyer ha-mishtaleach of Yom Kippur, which is sent away and into the Midbar, and it's not to be brought back into the Beis HaMikdash at all, shehikriv b'chutz, that he was makrivit outside, potter, he's potter on both of these. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, v'al Pesach oyhol moed loy hevioy, it says in the Parsha Shechutei Chutz, in Parsha Safri Moed, that he's chayev, that anyone who shechs something outside, and he did not bring it to the entrance of the Yom Kippur, he didn't bring it to the Azara, for its avoda, that he is mechuyev koras. So this tells us that the parsha is only speaking about something which is meant to be brought to the azora for avoda. But the paras chasis or the sora mishtalech, which is not meant to be brought to the azora at all, there we say that although he shechs it when he's not supposed to, he shechs it in a place where it's not meant to be shechted, but it's not shchutichus because he's not shechting something which was meant to be brought to the azora. Continues the Mishnah. Kol she'en roi lovoi el pesach oil moyet en chayov en olav. Anything which is not fit to be brought to the oil moed because it is possible, one is not chayev if he did shchutechutz, if he did the avoidus outside. Now, although we learned in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Tes that the halacha shchutechutz applies to psulim as well, there we learned that that applies only to those psulim which are psulim b'kodesh, psulim which happen after the animal is brought to the azara, on which there is a halacha of yimolu lo yerdu, that if they are put on the mizbech, that they're not taken down from the mizbech. Concerning such psulim, we learned that there is a halacha of doing the avoidus b'chutz, of making aktorah b'chutz, that he's chayev for it. Here the Mishnah gives us a list of those psulim which are not psulim b'kodesh, which take place even before it is brought to the Azara. And concerning these psulim, the Mishnah says that since they're not roi lovi or pesach olamai, the one is not mechuyev for shchutei chutz or for anything else which is done b'chutz. Says the Mishnah, which are these? Hareveya, the hanirva, an animal which was reveya, a woman, a nirva, which was nirva by a man, the hamuksa, something that was set aside for to be tikravis of Avodah Zarah, to be brought as an offering to Avodah Zarah, the hanevad, an animal which itself was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, the hamachir, something which was paid as a price, which was paid as payment for a dog, the ha'esnan, or which was given to a zayna, the hakilayim, something which comes from a mix of two different animals, the ha'trefa, or an animal which is a trefa, the yitzidayfen, or an animal which wasn't born naturally, but was born by cutting open its mother's womb, any of these, shehikriven b'chutz, potter, any of these that he was makriv outside, he's potter, all of these are completely disqualified from being korbanis. Even the halacha of im olu lo yerdu does not apply, even if they are placed on the mizbeach, they are taken down, because they are not psulim b'chodesh, these are psulim that take place even before the animal is brought to the Azara, therefore they're completely disqualified from any hakrava, any potter b'chutz. How do we know that one is only mechuyev for shchutei chutz if it is a korban which is fit bifnim, which is not completely possible? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, lifnei mishkan Hashem. It says in the pasuk, lahakriv korban Hashem, lifnei mishkan Hashem. This is the continuation of the pasuk which the Mishnah brought before. The pasuk reads, v'al pesach oil moed lo yehevio. He didn't bring it to the oil moed. Lahakriv korban Hashem, to bring it as a korban to Hashem, lifnei mishkan Hashem, before the mishkan of Hashem. Says the Mishnah, kol she'en roi lovei lifnei mishkan Hashem, en chayovin olav. Anything which is not fit to be brought as a korban, as it says, lahakriv korban Hashem, lifnei mishkan Hashem, one is not mechuyev on the aset, one is not mechuyev for shchutei chutz or for any of the avoidas b'chutz. The Gemara will explain why for these psulim the Mishnah had to bring a different drasha than it does for the first cases of paras chatzis and soyer ha-mishtaleach. Now the Mishnah continues with a machloikes tanoim concerning a case of something which is not roi b'fnim right now, but he could wait and later on it would be roi b'fnim. He could bring it as a korban later on. What is its din concerning shchutei chutz? Says the Mishnah, ba'ali mumin, bein ba'ali mumin kvuin, bein omid beis ba'ali mumin oivrin, shekriven b'chutz, potter. Tanakama says that if it is a korban which is a balmum, whether it be a balmum kavua, that means a balmum which has a blemish which is fixed, which can't heal, and it therefore is disqualified forever from ever being brought as a korban, or whether it's a bal mum oiver, it has a mum, a blemish, which will pass. It's only a temporary blemish, and it will heal, and then it will be roy as a korban. And he was makriv one of these behuts, he's potter. Not only in the case of a bal mum kavu is he potter, where it can't be brought at all as a korban on the inside, and therefore it's not roy lakrova, and he's not chayav behuts, but even a bal mum oiver, which will be roy lakrova later on, since right now it's not, the Tanakhama holds that he's completely potter. Reb Shimon says, Bali Mumin Kvuin Potter. If it's a Bal Mum Kvu, he's Potter, because that's completely not fit to be brought as a carbon. But Bali Mumin Oivrin, Oiver Veloyasase. But if it's a Bal Mum Oiver, something which will pass, which is only temporary, it will heal, there he, although he's Potter from Koris, he is transgressing Eloyasase in being Makrivit Bechutz, since it's something which he could be Makriv later on. The Gemara will explain which Loisase Reb Shimon is referring to, but what Reb Shimon is saying is that although it's excluded from the Parsha in Achri Mois, of Shchut Echut, which told us that there is a Chiyuv Koras, he learned from a different Pasuk, that there is nonetheless a Lav, even for something which is not Roy now, but will be Roy later on. The Mishnah now continues with another two cases where this Machloikas applies. Says the Mishnah, Toirim Shelo Higia Zmanon, U'Bnei Yoina She'Ovar Zmanon. Now we know that Toirim and Bnei Yoina are two species of dove, which the Torah said a person can choose from to bring as a Korban Oif. Chatas Oif, Oilas Oif. He has a choice whether to bring Toirim or to bring Bnei Yoina. These are two species. However, from the fact that the Torah always refers to the Bnei Yoina, not as Yoinim, but as Bnei Yoina, we learn a halacha, this is a Mishnah and a Sugya in Chulin Daf Chof Beis, that Bnei Yoina are only kosher when they are very young. And Torah, this other species, are only kosher when they are somewhat more mature. So the Bnei Yoina have to be very young, that's when they're kosher. And the Torah are only kosher when they're more mature. If they're brought when they're very young, they are posel. So says the Mishnah that if he brought Toirim Shaligi Azman, he brought Toirim, which their time did not yet come, they're not yet old enough to be brought to be kosher for a Korban Ha'oif, or Bnei Yoina She'ovar Zman, or Bnei Yoina which were already too old, because they have to be brought only when they are very young. The Gemara they're described when we know exactly when they are too mature to be brought as Bnei Yoina, and when the Zman begins for the other species, for Toirim are considered to be old enough. Al Koponim, he brought them when they were not in the right state for being brought. Shekriven Bechutz, he was makriv them outside, he's potter completely, because they are not Roy Lefnim, they would be possible if he would be makriv them Bifnim. The Toirim are too young, or the Bnei Yoina are too old. Reb Shimon says, Bnei Yoina she'ovar zman and potter. In that case of Bnei Yoina which became too old, there he's potter, because they will never be royal b'fnim. But Toirim shalihi gi azman and b'lo yisaseh. But Toirim shalihi gi azman, they're too young to be kosher, to be brought as Toirim, but they would be roy later on. He could wait till they mature more, till they become older, and then they would be kosher b'fnim. If he didn't wait and he took them out and he shechted them, he's transgressing b'lo yisaseh. Again, the sheet of Reb Shimon. Another case, Oisoi v'esbenoi, if it was a case of Oisoi v'esbenoi, on that same day he had shechted the mother of this animal, and therefore he's forbidden min haTorah to shecht the offspring of that same animal, so it can't be shechted, it can't be brought as a korban today. U'mechusar zman, or an animal which is mechusar zman, it's within the first 7 days after its birth. The Torah says that we have to first wait a full 7 days, and only on the eighth day is it roy for a korban. Potter, if he shechts these outside, he's potter because they're not roy lifnim. Reb Shimon Oimer Hareza Beloisa said that in both of these cases, he's transgressing a loisa said. There's no korot, but there is a loisa said, just as we learned before, because in both of these cases, in the case of loisa said, he just has to wait till tomorrow. And in mechusar zman also, he just has to wait until the right time comes. Since it's Roy Lakrova later, he's transgressing Eloi Saseh. Explains the Mishnah. Shereb Shimon Oimer, because Reb Shimon said, Kol Shehu Roy Lovi La'achar Zman, Hareza B'loi Saseh Ve'ein Boi Koris. That anything which is fit to come after a time, it's not fit L'Bifnim, it can't be brought as a Korban now, but he can wait and bring it later as a Korban, and he takes it and he shechts it and does the Avodas Bechutz, he is transgressing Eloi Saseh, but there is no Koris. Because he's excluded from the parsha of Shchut Echutz, which you learn in Afri Mais, but there is another Loisaseh, which Reb Shimon darshens and holds applies to such a case. The Chachamim Oimrim, Kol She'ein by Koras, Ein by Loisaseh. The Chachamim disagree. They say that whenever the Koras does not apply, there's no Loisaseh either. He's not even transgressing a mitzvah Loisaseh. So if it's not fit now, it's only going to be Roy La'achar Zman, he's not over a Loisaseh. Says the Mishnah, Mechusar Zman, that which we learned concerning a Mechusar Zman, that according to the Chachamim, something which is lacking in time, its time has not yet come for Hakrava. The Chachamim say that he's potter completely v'shechs of Bechutz. And according to Reb Shimon agrees that there's no Koras, there's only a Lav, is Bein Begufoy, Bein Deva'olav. It's whether it's in the body of the Korban itself, as we learned before, that it is not yet old enough, it's not yet past 7 days from its birth, or Biba'olav, or whether it's something which involves the Bailam, the person who's bringing the Korban, that it's a Mechusar Zman, because the person who brought the Korban is not yet ready to bring the korban. If it would be brought now, it would be possible. And the Mishnah explains, Ezeo Mechusar Zman Bebolav. What is the case of Mechusar Zman Bebolav? That it's Mechusar Zman because the owner is not yet ready to bring the korban, and if it would be brought now, he would be possible. Hazov, the Hazova, Vahayoledis HaMetzaira, a Zov or a Zova, a Yoledis or a Metzaira. Rashi says that we are not to be Gerus in the Mishnah Metzaira. The Gemara will add Metzaira to the Mishnah, but we're not supposed to be Gerus in the Mishnah itself. Al Kofanim, any of these have a fixed time for bringing their Karbonis. Shehikribu Chatosam Vashomam Bahut, that they were makriv their Chatos or their Oshom outside within the time, before the time came for them to be makriv it inside, Turit their Pasuk, because if they would be makriv a Chatos or an Oshom inside before their time, before the time of their Chiyuv, it would be possible, because a Chatos and an Oshom can't come within a Dove, and since the Torah was Machayev them to bring it later, if they bring it now, it's possible completely. Therefore, it's not Royal Bifnim, their Pasuk, if they do it Bahut. But if they're makriv, they're oilus or they're shlamim, the Gemara will explain what shlamim is referring to, these don't bring a shlamim, then they are chayav, because even though it's within their time, they would be makriv it in the inside, it would still be kosher as an oil or a shlamim. Since an oil and a shlamim can even be brought as an adava. They wouldn't fulfill the chiyuv, they'd have to bring a different oil or shlamim to fulfill their chiyuv, but this would be a kosher korban. Therefore, it's roilu, the same as a chayav if for shchutei chutz. The Mishnah continues now with other items and other avoiders for which there is no chiyuv b'chutz. Says the Mishnah, Hama'ale, if someone is mala, someone is makter, mibsar chatis, from the flesh of a chatis, which is really supposed to be eaten by the kohenim, mibsar oshem, from the flesh of an oshem, also eaten by the kohenim, mibsar kotche kodeshim, from the flesh of other kotche kodeshim, other kotche kodeshim, of course, does not refer to an oiler. The flesh of an oiler is to be burnt on the mizbech, and he's chayav if he's makter b'chutz. But it means rather kivsei atzeres, says Rashi. The kivsei atzeres, which were brought on shvuas, those, although they are shlomim, they're shalmi tzibur, they're considered to be kotche kodeshim, mipsar kochim kalim, from the flesh of kochim kalim, which is eaten by the bailim, umoyser ha'oimer, the leftover of the oimer after the kmitza is burnt on the mizbeach, ushtei ha'lechem, the shtei ha'lechem, which were brought on shvuas, the lechem ha'ponim, or the lechem ha'ponim, again, neither any part of the shtei ha'lechem or of the lechem ha'ponim is burnt on the mizbeach, Ushiore menachos, and the leftovers of the menachos after the kmitza is burnt on the mizbech. So in any of these cases, he's burning, he's doing a haktorah on something which is not fit for haktorah at all. It's not roi haktorah bifnim. And bifnim, even if he would put it on the mizbech, we've learned that halacha alvim olu yerdu, because they're completely not fit for haktorah. Therefore, he does it b'chutz, he's not chayav. The hayoytzek, and someone who does the following avoidus. Here is a different reason why he's brought up in these avoidus b'chutz. The hayoytzek, someone who pours shemen, pours the oil into a mincha. The hapoyseis, someone who breaks the mincha into pieces. The halacha is that the menachos, which are baked before the kmitz is done, have to first be broken into pieces. If he does this b'chutz, the haboilo, and the one who mixes the mincha with shemen b'chutz, the hameleach, and someone who salts either a mincha or any of the karbonos, the halacha is that all of the karbonos, everything that is placed on the mizbeach, is first salted. If he does this b'chutz, the hameinit, and someone who does tznufa, waving to and fro and up and down of that which has to have tznufa, there are certain menachos, the minchas oimer, minchas soite, which need tznufa, the hamegish, and someone who touches the mincha to the corner. The halacha is that a mincha before the kmitz is done, there's a halacha of higisha that is to touch it to the corner of the mizbech, the corner of the dreimis maravis, the west, southwestern corner of the mizbech. And if he did this b'chutz, he built himself a mizbech and he touched it to the corner of the mizbech. V'hamasadar is a shulchan, and someone who organizes the shulchan, he organizes the lechem upon him outside. V'hameitiv is a neiros, and someone who fixes, who cleans the neiros, which means Rashi says that in the morning it was a mitzvah hatovas haneiros to clean out the menorah from its ashes to prepare it for the next hadlok. If he does this on the outside, the hakoymet, and someone who does kmitza, he does the actual kmitza on a mincha, and we're speaking about something which has been niskadish, it's been sanctified as a mincha. He takes it outside and he does the kmitza, v'hamakabal domin b'chutz, and if he does kabolas hadam, of a korban b'chutz, potter. On any of these avoidas, he's potter. The Gemara will explain, because one is only mechuyev for an avoida which is the final avoida of a series, but not for any of these avoidas which are followed by other avoidas. The only exception is shchita, where a person is mechuyev for shchutei chutz, because that it says in the parsha that a person is mechuyev for shchita. But as far as other avoidas are concerned, it's only mechuyev for the final avoida, such as the haktorah, the burning of something on the mizbeach, or the zrika sadam, which is the final avoida of the avoida sadam. It's the last stage of the avoida sadam, but for these other avoidas which lead up to other avoidas, he is potter. And the Mishnah continues, ein chayovin olav loy mishum zorus, that one is not mechuyev for these avoidas which are followed by other avoidas. One is not mechuyev misa b'dei shemayim because of zorus. If a zar, a non-koyan, does any of these avoidas, even though the Rambam says he is transgressing a lav and he is mechuyev malchus, but he's not mechuyev the misa b'dei shemayim hazara korev yumas, he's not mechuyev the misa b'dei shemayim of a zar who does the avoida, because as the Gemara in Yuma Darshan, as Rashi brings, we learn that one is only mechuyev misa b'dei shemayim where it's an avoida tam, a complete avoida, means an avoida which is the end stage of avoida, not an avoida sheyesh achrei avoida. And this list that the Mishnah gave is a list of avoidas which are followed by other avoidas, and therefore we learn that the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim of a zar is only either for Zrika, that's considered to be a Gemara Voida, or for Haktorah, or for Nisuch, whether it be Nisuch Yayin or Nisuch Hamayim, because those are considered to be the final stages of Avoida, and those are the only Avoidas for which a Zar is Mechuyav Misa B'dei Shemayim. So that's what the Mishnah says, that in the same list, the Halacha affects not only this din of Shchut Eichut, but different Halachas as well. That Ein Chayov in all of Loi Mishum Zarus, that one is not Mechuyav as a Zar, V'loi Mishum Tuma, nor is a Koyen Tomei who did these Avoidas Mechuyav Misa B'dei Shemayim. And Rashi explains, because the Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim of a Koyen Tomei is learned from the same Pasuk as that of a Zar, and from there we learn that it's Dafka an Avoida Tama, Dafka an End Avoida, but not an Avoida Sheyesh Achreo Avoida, V'loi Mishum Mechusar Begadim, and he's not Mechuyav the Misa B'dei Shemayim if he does the Avoida without the Big Day Kahuna, because concerning Mechusar Begadim we learn that a Kohen without Begadim is like a Zar. That's how we darshan the Pasuk, that Bizman should be Gdeim Aleim Kunasam Aleim. So therefore it has the same dinim. If a Zar is not Mechuyav Misa B'dei Shemayim for these Avoidas, for Avoidas Sheish Achrei Avoida, then a Mechusar Begadim is also not Mechuyav. V'loi Mishum Shalom Yudachot Yudayim V'raglayim, nor is he Mechuyav the Misa B'dei Shemayim if he did not wash his hands and feet from the Kiyar. If someone who didn't, a Kohen who didn't wash his hands and feet from the Kiyar does Avoida, he's Mechuyav Misa B'dei Shemayim. But we learn Gzei Rishova Chuka Chuka from these other Chiyuvim Misa B'dei Shemayim that it only applies to an Avoida Tam, to an Avoida which is a final avoida, but not to avoida shegesh achreha avoida. And Rashi says that this, of course, will apply also to the cases which the Mishnah mentioned before, that if he is makter something which is not fit for haktorah at all, such as the flesh of the korban, which is really not meant for haktorah, that he will be potter because it's not a haktorah at all. But concerning these latter cases, which are avoida, and the ptur is because it's avoida shegesh achreha avoida, Rashi says that he's potter from misa, and the Rambam says explicitly that this means that he's potter from misa de shemayim, but he is transgressing a lot.